Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday. Let me see if I can see which looks best. I'm going to keep my glasses on, y'all. I can't see without my glasses. It's just, you're going to see the light today. It's a little dull outside. But happy Saturday. I hope everyone is doing well. I know I had a great week this week. It was very productive and I changed some habits and it was a good week. So I hope y'all had a good week. And if you're tuning in to Mindful Motherhood, I'm glad that you are here. Yes, I'm glad that you are here and we're going to get started. I'm going to wait a couple seconds, but just tell me a little bit. How was your week? Drop it in the comments. If you're watching this recording or listening to this podcast, I want you just to still, you know, talk to me. Tell me how was your week? Even if you talk out loud, like we're having a conversation, we could do it like that too. All right. So if you don't know, my name is Jeray. I am a postpartum coach helping new moms navigate through postpartum to achieve balance. And that's by prioritizing yourself, delegating tasks, creating a village, and making sure that you have teamwork with your partner. Those are the biggest things that I teach mamas how to do so that they can live a life that is thriving, not surviving. Okay? So let's get into it. So I have my notes over here because y'all know I have pregnancy brain right now. So I kind of have to have my notes on the side so I can see. But, yes, let me see. All right, here we go. Y'all ready? Okay. So it is so easy to get into a daily routine where you are only focused on helping everyone else around you, thinking about household tasks and just going to work and coming home and just going through that whole system every single day. Like, it's so simple. But that's not going to be something you want to do ideally, because that's when that burnout and survival mode kind of happens because you're not thinking about yourself. And this statistic that always blows my mind is that 45% of women, yes, 45% of women talk about how they always put themselves on the back burner. And that's not even thinking just about moms alone. So think about a pool of women who are moms and they put themselves on the back burner. Like, that's a crazy number, because I'm thinking like 45% is close to 50%. And then if some of them are mom, I know that's a higher number, because oftentimes, you know, moms get told like, you won't ever have time for yourself because you have to worry about everyone else, which in reality is cool, but that's not true. Because how are you going to take care of everyone else if you're not taking care of yourself? You know, doesn't make sense. So that is why today's discussion is about mindful motherhood. And it's not really just about motherhood. It's about being mindful in all areas of your life. You don't want to just focus on motherhood, because you are meant to do more than just be a mom. Even though that is one of the best parts of life, it's not the only thing that you can do. So that is why I chose this topic, because it's something that we need to have more conversation about. So my question for you is, what does mindful mean to you? What does it mean to be mindful? If you are listening in, you can just think about, what does it mean to be mindful? Because according to the dictionary, it's focusing one's awareness on the present moment. So it's not even about just looking at other things and factors. It's about being present. And that's why you have to be mindful. You have to be present in where you are. So now that we know what it means to be mindful, I'm going to teach you how to start this today. Like, you can put this in action, like, right after you get off this live. That's how I'm going to teach you, okay? We're going to get real. So if you need to take notes, or if you need to listen to this later to take notes, then so be it. But if you want to just listen through it, and if you agree with some things, I want you to let me know. If some stuff you're like, oh, I need to work on that, or want to learn more about it, let me know, because I am here to help you. And this is something that you want to put into action so that you can be more selfful, okay? And I learned how to be more selfful, and ever since I've done that, it has changed my perspective a lot, because it's like, how can I take care of everyone around me if I'm not taking care of me? Like, if I'm on fumes and I'm trying to run after my son all day and cook dinner and hang out with my husband, yeah, I'm not going to show up as my best self. But if I take that moment to step back and breathe and do something that I enjoy. So y'all, I'm in this phase right now of like doing crossword puzzles. I feel like an old lady, but I like doing crossword puzzles. And so that's one thing that I do too, as just a moment to take a break. And sometimes when I say alone time, my son will sit next to me and he'll be silent doing something else. It's still alone time in a way because he's not really interacting with me, but he knows, like, okay, mommy's taking a moment for herself, so I'm going to do what I'm doing. And then when he knows I'm finished, we continue. And he's only 1.5, and he kind of has that concept, like, okay, sometimes mommy needs alone time. And that's something that you can train them into doing. It's not going to happen overnight. And we're still working on it sometimes when he wants me, but it's important, y'all. So my first step, the first thing is to be present. And when I say be present, that means you're not worrying about what happened earlier that day or what you got to do later that day or what's happening on social media. Like, you're just present in the moment with your family, or if you're alone, you're being present with yourself. You're unplugging from technology. You're not worried about, oh, there's the dishes in the sink or I got to go fold the laundry. Like, you're not worried about any of that. You're just taking a moment to breathe. And I know sometimes it's hard to stop, look at little things. But think about little kids. Like, you know how when you go outside and they, like, admire everything and they have to touch the ground. They have to look at the sky. They have to look at who's around. Like, that's how you can become present. You have to really look around you and breathe. Like, even if you have to go outside to take that moment to be present and just relish in the nature, do that. But you want to make sure that you can be present so that you can have gratitude and just awareness of what's going on. And it's going to lift your spirits up, because it's like, okay, if I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about all of the things that I'm grateful for, or all the things that I've done good, or just thinking about what you accomplished, those are going to make you feel really good when you're being present. And that's going to lift you up. And it may be for 5 minutes, but hey, it's better than nothing. It's going to make a difference though, okay? And my second tip is self-care. So, I know, even in the postpartum stages, like, you will forget sometimes of, like, how did it feel when you went to get your hair done or your nails done or go put that cute outfit on, or just feel like you are that woman. Like, you just be feeling yourself. Like, that's why self-care is important. No, necessarily, I'm not saying self-care is always going out and doing those things. Self-care is also, too, like, booking a therapy appointment, or going to the doctor, or doing things that's going to make you a better woman. Or for me, sometimes self-care is also me going to different courses or doing different activities or trying new things, because that's what fills me up, because I love to learn. So it's like, okay, this is my self-care for today. And I know even as a stay-at-home mom, it's like hard to do self-care, but I decided to be more intentional about making that happen. So what I did was talking about how I can plan it out. And my husband holds me accountable too. Like, for example, like today I'm leaving the house for 2 hours by myself. Like, they're staying here and I'm going somewhere. And he holds me accountable to that, because it's like, okay, well, if he's making time for himself, I got to do the same thing. And we both have to be consistent and hold each other accountable so that when we come back, we're showing up as our best self. Because we don't want to be in the presence of our home where we're in fumes. Like, it's not going to work, okay? And that's where that teamwork comes in too. But I'll talk about that another time. So yeah. Which goes too, because we talked about self-care. That intentional planning does come in handy. Let me take my glasses off for you. Intentional planning does come in handy. You want me to tell you how? When you plan out your day, and not just like verbally, like if you write it down, like, let me see. I have my planner right here. This is my planner. And I write things down. Like, it looks a little, I don't know if you can see it, but I write so many things down in there because it holds me accountable. So every single day, well, it's either at night or early in the morning, I'm writing out what do I plan to get done that day. And it's like 3 to 5 tasks that I try to do. Like, I need to do this. So here I'm gonna run my day. So I do my devotion, I'm doing my prayer, having my silent time, journaling, because I'm working on writing more. Then I'm over here, I switched up my routine a little bit. So then it's like get dressed in the morning. But I don't write like get dressed and stuff like that, so no. But what I do is, I know that I practice my Spanish and French every day. So I do my little Duolingo app. I do my yoga and workout. Like, so I'm doing like squats, or am I doing like arm workouts or whatever it is that makes me feel good. You know, when you feel good, you look good. All those things, look good, feel good, something like that. And then I'm also reading And then I have business tasks to do. So I write those things, whatever I have to do, like whether creating content or send out an email or release a podcast, like whatever I have to do. Those are like my heavy hitters. And I'm also writing like household tasks that I have to do. Like, so say I know every day I do try and do one load of laundry or meal prep or family meeting planning that I told you guys about yesterday that I'm going to make a video on about how me and my husband do our family meetings. And I'm going to walk you through the whole thing. It's so helpful, y'all. And that's a part of another thing of being intentional. Like, talk with your partner. Tell them what you need help with in the house. Tell them what's going on in the house. Because if you're planning it all up here, you can't expect them to know that. So that's why me and my husband sit and have that conversation. Like, okay, what are we eating this week? Like, I'm not the one only planning out the meals. I'm not the only one talking about, okay, what are we doing for our date night or our family outing? I'm not doing all that. We're doing it as a team. And teamwork is so important. And that's part of intentional planning. You have to communicate these things. Because even in our family meetings, we document it so that we can go back and refer to it. So, like, if I know I have something to do on Thursday, like I have a class or I want to attend a workshop or something, my husband will know it because he has the template so he can see it. So he knows, okay, well, that Thursday, if she's going to do whatever, then I need to cook dinner. I need to make sure our son takes a bath. I need to make sure the clothes are folded and put away. Like, those different things. And that's kind of, it's really helpful, y'all. Makes a difference because oftentimes we were like, oh, he doesn't know and I'm not going to keep telling. But you have to lay it out because no one's a mind reader and you have to give them that grace as well. So then we're going to being aware of what's going on in your home, okay? Let me tell you, you have to be aware of what's going on in your home. Because if not, it's not going to be good. Okay, let me tell you. Because women, we set the foundation of the home, like how I just said. With the planning, I know I'm leading the planning in our home because I'm the CEO of it, okay? So it does take a lot of work, but that's why I'm learning to be a planner. Well, I was a planner, but I'm more intentional about my planning, especially with kids. This, yeah, it gets kind of crazy, so you got to make sure you have a plan for it. But you can't plan everything, and I'm going to be honest, you won't be able to, but you have to just be aware of what's going on in your home. So I know, for example, this week, I've been realizing my husband and I were like, okay, our son, you know, he has some kind of tech time, and he loves YouTube Kids, y'all, but sometimes he'd be watching videos we don't want him watching. So it's like he's watching one of our least favorite right now is Blippi. Like, we're like, no, like, we don't want you watching that. Or Cocomelon, we're not watching that either. But it's just those little things of being aware of what he's watching. So then we're like, okay, we got to block those. But then we realize they come up on another channel. So then we figured out different ways to navigate that so that we're paying attention to what he's watching. And also it goes to like knowing, How is your partner feeling? How are you feeling? Because be aware of what's on your home. If you're feeling overwhelmed, you got to be able to communicate that. And that's where it comes down to love languages. So I love doing the love language quiz. So me and my husband will do it every now and then just to make sure that we still have the same love languages. Because think about it like this. If you're being aware in your home and you know, okay, cooking, like acts of service. Like, you do things for your husband, and you feel like, you know, he's not really appreciative. Like, he'll be like, thank you, but it's not like he hyped. Like, you know how when you cook that, you try a new meal, and you cook it, and you want them to be like, hey, like, you did that. Or, and then they just be like, oh, cool, thanks. Like, you have to know, because what if their love language is quality time? And so then you're like, so he needs me to spend more time with him, not really the acts of service kind of thing. So it's just kind of knowing what your partner needs. And that's what do you need? You need to know your love language as well, because what if your husband is trying to give you gifts and you don't really care for gifts? You want him to do acts of service, like you need him to help you more. Like, it's all those things. So you have to really just be aware of it, and you want to make sure that you are aware of it, and that's going to allow your partner to be aware of it in the home, and also it's going to trickle down to your children. So I know even my son, he's aware that we clean up. And so some days he thinks he likes to take the trash out right now. So he'll grab the trash bag and try and carry it to the door. Or he's like, when we're wiping something down, he wants a Lysol wipe so he can wipe stuff down. And it's just those little things, like, be aware of what's going on in your home, like the habits, the routines of what you're eating, which I'm about to get into too. But you just gotta know what's going on, because if you don't know what's going on, then it's just gonna keep happening. And that's why you have to question too. Like, I know for me, we look at our vision, our plan is like to look at it daily about what our vision for our family is and our mission and things. And so when we look at that, we're asking ourselves, are we doing these things? And if we're not going to do, if we're not doing those things, then how are we making progress to do those? And that's what also makes you aware of your habits and what you're doing, because it's accountability. And plus, me and my husband hold each other accountable. So it's like, if I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to go work out, you know, doing yoga every day. But if he see me doing something else and like, did you work out today? Did you drink water today? I know one is my vitamins. I don't really like prenatal vitamins like that. But he holds me accountable to take them, because he's like, okay, did you take your vitamins today? And I'm like, oh, like, okay, like, this is real for him. Like, he will bring me the cup with the vitamins in it, because I do, like, the liquid ones, the rooted. He'll bring me the cup, and that's part of being aware of what's going on, okay? And so then this also goes down to, like, when you're intentionally planning, think about your diet. Think about what you're eating, because your diet can affect your mood as well. So, for example, if you're eating a lot of fast food, or if you're not eating enough fruit or vegetables, or you're just winging dinner, like, think about those things of how it's going to reflect on your energy level, how it's going to affect your mood. And then think about, I even also think about, like, my son in retrospect, like, they don't always eat what we like to eat, but sometimes he does. I know he's in a phase where he loves sweet potatoes. So I'm more like, okay, how can I make this incorporate into his diet, but make sure he has greens as well? And so what I did was make him a smoothie, and he's been drinking that. So just always trying to check your diet for yourself and for your home, because remember, you set the tone. So if you're eating healthy, then the people around you are going to do the same thing. So that's one of the biggest things. And I also want you to know to just keep becoming. Keep becoming that woman that you want to be, because you can do this. Yes, it takes so much work, and you're like, oh, it's so easy to just go home and just sit down and not do anything or worry about anything. But let me tell you, there's a time to be productive, and it's time to rest. So you got to make sure that when you are resting, you already did things that you needed to do in the front end, so that you're not worried about it. That's what also allows you to be present. And because of these things that I'm telling you about, I want to share with you that I have some exciting news. So I have been putting some things together for you guys, because I'm like, you know, I hear, like, you know, we're trying to move that narrative from being default mom, and we're trying to get into it where our marriage and our partnerships are teamwork based, and we're showing up for ourselves, and we're delegating tasks because we're not carrying all the weight on our own. I decided to launch a program for you guys. It won't be out until February 22nd, but I want to give you a little background. So this is for new moms or moms who desire to transform their lifestyle. They're tired of showing up tired, overwhelmed, and frustrated, and just, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. What are you doing?
I'm learning.
Can I finish up my live real quick?
Hi.
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 Hi. Go to Dada. See, things like that, you know, happens. It's part of motherhood. But yes, so this is for moms who are trying to be more selfful, and they're learning how to create their own village, and they would just want to improve their marriage and just show up for themselves, like really show up and achieve that balance. But the expectations of your balance is for you, not about what others want, and not that what you see on social media. It's about you creating that and creating that vision and just working towards it every single day. I know I had a tough beginning with postpartum, especially it was hard to be able to figure out how can I make time for myself, but also make sure my home is good and making sure that my marriage is good. It was tough trying to figure out all the different hats, but it got to a point where I was just overwhelmed. I was running on fumes, y'all. Like, I would just drive to work like in tears, because it's just like, this is all too much, and I just wanted to have a break and just be alone, because I'm working all day, then I come home, and then they need me, and it was a lot. But it also made me realize, too, because at the time, we had sold our house and moved in with our in-laws, and the support from them, too, also taught me how to delegate tasks and ask for help, and really started making time for myself. So I really had to go through a phase of really looking at my habits and looking at what I had to be vulnerable and ask for help and communicate that with my husband. And it was just so many factors, but that allowed me to figure out who I am now. Like, I was able to say, I want to leave the job that I'm not happy yet so I can stay at home and spend more time with my son. Then I want to learn how can I spend more time with myself. So that made me actually hold myself accountable. Hold myself accountable. My husband accountable too. Of like, okay, I'm going to work out, so you got to he all yours and I'll be back. And that was to the point where we are in alignment because we're like, okay, we know what I need. He knows what he needs. And we just, and we know what our son needs. And we're just in this swing of things of like, okay, this is what our home needs so that it can run smoothly and making sure that we are all okay. Because all our wellness areas are important. No one's in a house higher or lower than anyone. We're like, all like, okay, got a level playing field. We all need to check in with each other and make sure we're good. And I want you to be able to do the same thing in your home. I want you to be able to just walk out the house and not worry about what your little one needs or how your husband's going to manage it. They can hold it down. Just like you figure it out, they can figure it out as well. You have to give them that grace. Because there are way too many myths out here telling you these lies. Like, y'all, listen. You don't have to lose your identity in motherhood. You can still walk into a purpose that shows up for you. You can still pour into yourself. You can be that woman. Because when your kids leave, you don't want to be that empty nester. It's like, dang, like, I don't know who I am. Like, you want to be able to still have purpose and be able to still do other things. So don't lose your identity from being a mom. And there is a village. You have to create that village and put intentionality into finding your village. Because it's not going to come overnight. And sometimes it does for other people, which is cool. Sometimes it doesn't, because sometimes family's far or whatever. But you just start looking into it. And that's why in my program, I'm teaching how can you create a village for you. Not just for baby, not for your husband, but for you. So if you're having a moment where it's like, I don't know if I can do this anymore, you have people to uplift you. And that's why the Women in This program will be able to be empowered and have community and just really know what it means to be balanced in their terms. Not in my terms. I'm teaching you how to be balanced in your terms based on what you want to do. So if you are like, I need to learn effective ways how to run my household with authority. I need to get back with, you know, that love and that honeymoon feeling with my husband. And I just want to see him take on more tasks in the home. And I want to know how I can embrace who I am in the season through the body changes from me rediscovering myself. Then this will be for you. Okay. I promise this is going to be for you. But you have to subscribe to my email list, because then you're going to start seeing when I start launching stuff. But I want y'all to stay tuned. I've been really working a lot behind the scenes for you guys. And I'm so excited. But if you enjoyed this, please let me know. Leave a comment, like, share. Even feel free to DM me, ask me questions, whether it's about being a mindful mom or about the launch of the program. Just stay tuned. But I'm so excited. I'm going to share some more things along the way with this week. So y'all stay tuned, y'all. Put that notification bell on, you know. And send it to your friends. Like, it's a sisterhood, okay? But if you don't have a sisterhood, you're going to be able to walk into one. So until then, I'm going to go play with my son because he's waiting on me. But I hope y'all have a great rest of the weekend, and I will see y'all soon. Bye.